time to catch up with one of the world's very best jockeys who has got a terrific book of rides there at Randwick tomorrow. I speak of Zach Purton, and he's in Australia ready to go, and he joins us. Hello, Zach.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you, mate. When did you touch down in Australia?
Oh, I got in a little bit earlier today, so yeah, just trying to get some rest today, take it easy and get ready for tomorrow. It's a nice day here today. I'm certainly enjoying it.
Oh, well, that's good. Hopefully the weather stays nice up there. We're heading up there in a couple of days, and hopefully the weather is nice for tomorrow's racing, because it's an absolutely tremendous card, as it always is for day one of the championships. And I don't know if you remember, Zach, but the last time you spoke to us on RSN, you gave your manager a little bit of a clip for the book of rides you got last time. Geez, he's put his head down and worked hard for you this weekend, because it's a book that a lot of jockeys would be very envious of tomorrow.
Yeah, so last time when I come down, it was a bit of a rush trip. I sort of only got the call up late, and it was probably a little bit too late for him to get some other decent rides. They were already taken, so might have been a little bit harsh on him there, but he still took some rides I don't think he should have taken. But the day worked out okay, so obviously it helped get some other nice rides this time.
They worked out a little bit better than okay. Two group ones. There's plenty of, well, there's four of them on offer tomorrow. Let's see how many that you might be able to pick up. Hey, Giga Kick, the Everest winner from last year. He's just such an exciting horse. I think he's probably one of the horses that most people are looking forward to tomorrow. You get the opportunity to ride him in the TJ Smith Stakes in what is probably one of the best editions of the race that we've seen. How excited are you to sit on his back tomorrow?
Yeah, very excited. He's obviously a headline horse. He continues to progress. He's still young. He's done a lot in a short space of time. He likes Randwick. He gets back to 1,200 there. But it's a big field. There's going to be a little bit of traffic to navigate. And I hope that the speed is on coming from where I'm going to be coming from.
I know Clayton Douglas was on earlier with Michael Felgate. He said he hasn't done a heap of work with him in regards to his starts because he can be a little bit slow away. Does that concern you at all, Zach, or would you be more than happy just to sit a long way back in this sort of field?
Oh, I wouldn't be comfortable being right at the back of the field with the large amount of runners that we have, for sure. Hopefully he can get out of the gates and give himself a chance, put himself in some type of position. You don't want to be giving a start away against this quality of opposition, so I'd like him to get out of the gates if he can.
It's a terrific race. It's full of quality. Nature Strip's going for his fourth TJ Smith Stakes. You're a lover of the sport, and I'm sure you'd follow it from afar as well when you're over in Hong Kong. What do you make of Nature Strip going for his fourth TJ tomorrow?
Oh, you can't knock him. He's been a great horse over a long period of time now. Chris has done a fantastic job with him, and when he's on song, he's clearly the best sprinter in Australia. You can say that he's getting a little bit long in the tooth now, and that last run, obviously, wasn't really him, but time and time again, I've listened to people write him off and he's come out the next start and he's walloped them. So I'm always going to be wary of him.
It's a cracking race. Hey, and the Doncaster follows that. It was once known as Doncaster Day, and probably to a lot of people it still is. You're riding the favourite, Mr. Brightside. It's a wide open race, though. He's a $6 favourite at the moment. Luke Curry gave him a terrific ride in the All-Star Mile. He's a horse, Zach, that seems to have just got better with each preparation. What are your thoughts tomorrow?
I think you've summed him up very well there. The boys, the Hayes boys, have done a really good job with him. They got him, and then obviously were able to win this race last year, and I think he's just continued to improve in the last 12 months. He's honest, he always runs well, he's got a good gait, he's going to be in the right spot. He just needs to get out at the right time, try and get onto the back of the right horse. He can be a little bit flat-footed at times, so he's a momentum horse. If I can just get the right run and bring him into the race at the right time, he's going to be competitive again.
Is that a tricky draw, gate two?
Oh, it depends how the race is run, right? Obviously, like I said, him being a momentum horse, he's not really a horse you want to sit and sprint on because he hits that flat spot, so it could become a negative draw for him. But that's my job, just to try and find the right path.
Well, you've won two Doncasters already, so it could be a third there tomorrow with Mr. Brightside. Andalus in the Australian Derby is a really interesting runner. He wasn't far away from Sharp and Smart in the New Zealand Derby.
No, and he had to make a long, wide, sustained run. I mean, he's very strong to the line. Sharp and Smart's a good horse. He's obviously going to be the one to beat. He's gone, he's drawn a bit awkward, but here we're getting into the right spot. And if I can be somewhere within striking distance by the time we come into the straight, maybe we can turn the tables on him.
What about Empire of Japan in the sires? I know you rode him two starts back and then he ran pretty well there in the Golden Slipper. What are your thoughts in the sires, especially from gate 11?
I think the gate makes it a little bit tricky. He obviously had a good gate last time in the Slipper, and he was able to enjoy a nice run. He stays all the ground, and you know, it wasn't too far away, but it's going to be a little bit harder from the gate this time. So he's going to have to have things go his way, but he's a quality horse, and there's no doubt he can measure up if he has things go his way.
Outside of the Group 1s tomorrow, you've got some really nice rides on the program at Randwick. Godfather goes around in the Kindergarten Stakes. Drawn the pole there tomorrow. What are your thoughts with Godfather?
Yeah, well, he's obviously got a bit of speed. He can sometimes get on the bit a little bit, so I just got to try and harness his enthusiasm a little bit. But he's threatened to win a race like this, so he's drawn to get his chance.
Four for Cindy in the Carbine Club. Sat a little bit closer last start. Is that the plan again tomorrow, to sit somewhere near the speed?
I haven't spoken to John yet, so I'm not sure. But, I think it worked last time. So if we can be positive again and be in the firing line, then that might be the key.
In the Adrian Knox, Uta V goes around for the Freedman Stable. Looks a terrific winning chance tomorrow over the 2,000 metres.
Yeah, it probably just needs a little bit of luck. Might get back a little bit. He's got to get the right running in the race, but certainly going well. And, you know, once again, it wouldn't surprise.
Kimberley Secrets in the Country Championships final, which is a really good race on the program.
Yeah, it's hard for me to work that one out. The form is coming from everywhere. I think other people have probably a little bit better to be given a guide on there. But yeah, she's in good form. Once again, she'll get up there out of trouble. She'll make her own luck. So if she can hang on, that'd be nice.
In the PJ Bale, the final event on the program, Russian Conquest, Zach. Gee, she's a talented filly. She ran second in a Golden Slipper. She tends to have her best performances on top of the ground. Can you overcome the wide gate with her tomorrow?
Well, I hope so. It's not going to be easy. I'm going to need plenty of luck there, I think. But, you know, if the track stays dry, then I think that's going to be our best chance.
Gee, it's a terrific day of racing tomorrow there at Randwick, Zach. Hey, we're looking forward to seeing you in action. Have you made your mind up? Have you got any closer to making a decision on what the long-term future might hold for you?
No, I haven't actually. I've been going back and forth a little bit and obviously listening to what everyone else has to say. You know, no doubt I've been given a lot of support here in Australia, and a lot of people have reached out and you know, tried to entice me to come home, but at the same time I've had a lot of people in Hong Kong. And with social media these days, it's very easy for people to contact us and you know, beg me to stay and tell me how much they want me to remain in Hong Kong, as has the owners and the trainers and the club itself. So it's hard. It's a very, very difficult decision to make. So I don't know. If I'm not certain one way or the other, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to flip a coin to work it out either. So I don't know. It's a harder decision than what I thought it was going to be.
It sounds like it. Hey, Zach, before you make that decision, you've got some big rides tomorrow and you're in such great form. So we look forward to seeing you in action on day one of the championships. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thank you.
There's the superstar himself, Zach Purton, who has a wonderful book of rides there at Royal Randwick tomorrow. Giga Kick in the TJ, Mr. Brightside in the Doncaster.